and talk with Breckenridge School Superintendent Christy Sullivan about the week. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Another busy week coming up.
Nice to hear from you again.
Yes, nice to be back, kind of in the driver's seat. Another busy week coming up for you?
Yes, as always.
What's happening?
I want to start this week by announcing to everyone in our community that it is Paraprofessional Recognition Week. We have some absolutely outstanding paraeducators that work in both of our schools, working with students every day to help make sure that they succeed and assisting our teachers and staff throughout our building. So I want to make a special shout out to all of our paraeducators this week. And if you know one, if you see one in the community, make sure that you thank them for all that they do this week. As far as our activities go this week, today is a teacher work day, no school for our students. And tomorrow we start second semester and quarter three. Tomorrow we also have B Squad and Varsity Girls Basketball versus Holly, B Squad and Varsity Boys Basketball versus Holly, and Boys JV and Varsity Hockey versus Wadena Deer Creek. Then on Thursday, we have a busy day, 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium, ninth grade B Squad and Varsity Boys Basketball at DGF, Varsity Wrestling Triangular at Graceville, and girls in Detroit. Then on Friday, our girls varsity hockey team will take on Pequot Lakes. We have a gymnastics varsity invitational at Jamestown, 7th and 8th grade boys basketball versus Perham, and B Squad and varsity girls basketball at Barnesville. Moving into the weekend, Saturday, varsity wrestling tournament at Larimore, 9th grade B Squad and varsity boys basketball versus Ada Borup, and boys JV and varsity hockey versus Becker Big Lake. So busy week full of activities as per usual.
Christy, did I hear you right when you said you're starting the third quarter? This is getting going already.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Time goes quick when you're having
second
fun.
Second semester.
Unbelievable.
Right.
It seems like we just started this whole thing. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Well, yeah, I would have a little bit of information about our one-act play. Again, the one-act play performance will take place Thursday night at 7 p.m. this week. The play is free of charge, and we'll have a free will offering. It's only about a 35-minute performance. For any of you who saw our summer children's performance, this is a shortened version of that play. The play tells two of the Ukraine's most famous folk tales and shares a bit about the people of Ukraine. It's called The Blabbermouth and the Puff Monster by Patrick Rainville Dorn. And our one-act play students, we've got 12 of them in grades 8 through 12 involved in this production, will also be competing at the subsection level on Saturday in Barnesville for the chance to move on to the 6A competition for the one-act. So, come on out for a brief one-act play performance at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
All right, Christian. Best of luck to those Breckenridge Thespians. Listen, you have a great week. Stay warm, and we will talk again on Monday, okay?
Thanks, Bill. You too.
All right. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent. We talk with Christy every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 4.